Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio. Time now for the Sports Six Pack on Coffee and Cream with Andrew Rogers and Damon Benning. Presented by Zipline Brewing Company, makers of Dear Old Nebraska Brew, the official beer of Nebraska alumni.
Hey, we're getting close to the College World Series, and where should you spend your time while you're downtown? Well, there's two places, but I'm going to tell you about one right now, and I'm going to save the other for later on in the show. Go check out Zipline's Downtown Omaha Tap Room. It's right across the street from the Chuck, and it's next to, I believe it's like right in between Slowdown and Film Streams.
Slow down.
I'm trying to map it out now. I'm walking downtown. Where am I going? I'm pretty sure that's exactly where it is.
Right along 10th Street?
Right along 10th. Yeah. Designed to quench your thirst for action, pouring fresh pints directly from their iconic shipping container. They promise to keep up with the fast pace of your busy lifestyle and the fast pace of the College World Series. That's where you should enjoy the game. Find yourself a spot at the Downtown Omaha Tap Room any day and enjoy a Zipline. Shane, kick us off.
Question number one.
Based on their super regional draw, who would you say is a lock to advance? Who would you say would surprise you if they lost? And what matchup would you say intrigues you the most?
One more time.
Okay, based on their super regional draw, who would you say is a lock to advance? Who would you say would surprise you if they lost? And what matchup would you say intrigues you the most?
I got to take a look at the Super Regionals bracket as it unfolds.
I'll go first. I'll lock Tennessee over Southern Miss. Last year's tournament faves, elite pitching, pretty consistent hitting. Difference-making hitting at that. And Southern Miss has an uphill battle. They played a long series in the Auburn Regional. Had to face Penn twice, deep into games, long games that they played against Penn. I'll go with Tennessee as my lock. My surprise loss? Was that it? If they lost? LSU would surprise me if they lost to Kentucky for a lot of the same reasons. Right now, their offense is arguably the best power-hitting offense in college baseball. So that would surprise me. Intrigue? Oh, well, the intrigue's the four seed, Oral Roberts.
It's what matchup?
Yeah, so Oral Roberts, Oregon. That would intrigue me the most.
Okay.
Gosh. My lock, I like Tennessee. That's safe. Even though Tennessee sleptwalked through a lot of the regular season, and they were awful on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I would be actually surprised, though, if they lost? Would be Wake Forest.
Yes.
Because Alabama came on late. They're weird.
Mm-hmm. But they dealt with a lot of adversity this season.
I still don't think they're that good, though, in my head.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wake Forest is just so good that it would just be a complete surprise.
I would be surprised. And I almost use lock and surprise in the same vein. But I'll differentiate a little between the two. And what was the last one?
Intrigue, the matchup. Which one intrigues you the most?
Definitely. TCU and Indiana State.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
I kind of like the Oregon one, but the TCU-Indiana State thing is interesting because Indiana State's fought uphill all year. And TCU's playing their best baseball.
And they foregoed hosting the regional to honor a special Olympics event that's taking place. That's really cool. That's a really cool thing. But that, as much as people say that doesn't matter because, but your best experience is probably playing on the road if you're a college athlete. Not in this case. I'd rather play in front of my fans.
We were watching at one point yesterday, it was, 4:30 or something, and TCU had just hit another home run. And Caleb goes, man, that was a bomb. Like, why is it so quiet there? And I go, they aren't the host team. The majority of that crowd is cheering for the team that's playing home this pitching and home run derby.
Right.
Like, boy, that the last third of that game, I mean, TCU just erupted.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, that one, TCU Indiana State is the most interesting.
I like that one. That's a good choice.
Question number two.
From 1 to 10, how worried are you about the Florida Panthers' chance at winning a Stanley Cup down 2-0?
Am I worried?
Yeah, you worried?
I'd be more worried if it were 3-0. I'd probably give it a 6 on my scale.
I was going to say 5. Plus, you heard Kachuk.
Right now, he's a liability.
Oh, he's like backing the physical play.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, dude, how long we've been talking about him playing like this though?
Oh yeah,
it's just what he does.
Mm-hmm. It is,
and it's what their team does.
But finding his way into the penalty box can't
happen.
Yeah,
you gotta stay out of the sin bin. And your special teams was considerably better coming in, but you're not even giving yourself
a
chance.
Stop hanging your goaltender out to dry. My goodness. I don't care about counterattacks. I don't care about numbers.
Odd man rushes are a thing
when
you don't. Yeah, they're not. They're getting the. They're winning 50-50 pucks. It's like igniting the.
Well,
fast
they're just
break.
Skating in the zone like there's no pressure.
I saw a stat the other day, yesterday maybe, where 16.1% of Denver's possessions start with on the fast break. Conversely, 5.1% of Miami.
Wow.
That's kind of how I feel about Vegas. Like, these odd man rush. It's like, what is going on?
Figure it out.
Dude, you got to control the puck in the neutral zone, which they haven't.
Like,
but
I
anyway,
said.
I give it a 5.
Stop hanging your goaltender out to dry.
Question number 3.
A big hypothetical was going around last week asking how much you'd pay to hang out with a celebrity. Say you only got an hour. If you paid $10,000, who would you choose to spend your time with?
Warren Buffett.
Michael Jordan.
Well, that was easy.
Why would I say Warren Buffett?
I don't know. You
for 1 hour, what am I going to ask him?
What do I invest in?
Exactly.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't even know if that's portable. It may be, right? You'll pay your 10 Gs to figure out if it is portable.
Right.
I'd take Jordan. First thing I'd say was, why is Pippen such a hater?
Mine's a long-term investment.
No. Maybe we'd bond over the whole father thing. I don't know. I'd like to talk to Jordan.
Smoke cigars.
Hey, do you find it interesting that people are giving you a hard time about Caleb Martin? He used to be a Hornet. Remember those days? Nah, I'm just playing.
Not really.
Nah. Nah, I'm just serious.
I'd go with George Lucas.
Yeah. And why is Star Wars still a thing on Wheel of Fortune? Shane, why is Star Wars still a thing on Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, it'll always be.
Dude, a lady dressed up with like Darth Vader yesterday. She had on the black smock with the little light-up belt thing. I'm like, what is going on?
Did she look good?
Not my style. I mean,
did the costume look good?
Also not his style.
Yeah, not my style. I'm not a cosplay guy, Shane.
Would you rather be someone that's really good at taking information or really good at teaching information?
Well, that's a good one.
So more like taking feedback or taking just like being a student or being a teacher?
I prefer to be the sponge.
I want to get
the information.
But if I'm a teacher, I already have the information.
That is correct.
So I think I'd rather be the teacher because I'd rather teach the next because then I'd already have the information from a student perspective. Or if I'm a teacher, do I not? This is like what I asked to Wyatt. Like, in this hypothetical, do I not soak in any more knowledge? Am I just stuck in my ways that this is all I am? Because if so, then I'd be the student.
No-brainer for me. I'm the student.
I'd be the teacher.
It's a total reflection of our personalities, too, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, if we took profiles.
Probably.
It's totally our personalities.
Right. But you had to be a student to be a teacher at one point.
Yeah.
So.
I'm kind of a lifelong guy. I always want to see what I can glean.
Right.
That's why I don't mind taking calls. That's why I don't mind negative feedback. See what I can learn.
I'm all for it. What do you got?
Question number 5.
This one's kind of long, so bear with me.
Oh, Lord.
Your day job is obviously sports radio host, but you guys also talk about how you have passions and other things. Would you ever start a side hustle to lean into those interests more, and what would that side hustle be?
I'm only passionate about a couple of things.
See, the problem with one of my side hustles is I get attached to the tangible item, so
what
I never want to get rid of it. Like, I love rookie cards. And so every time I get a rookie card, I'm like, oh, I could flip this. I got it for a good price. But then I just don't want to get rid of it. So that I'm probably one of the worst businessmen out there in regards to that. But I'd probably want to do something in food. Like, invent a better way.
I'm passionate
for
about
something in food.
That's funny, as I just sent you pictures of my smoked salmon yesterday.
Would you do like DB's barbecue?
I would get in. So me, I would get involved in either food, and I'm pretty passionate about like the workshop culture, like how the mind works. So maybe I would try to empower. It's something short of a motivational speaker. But I would get into like team building with other entities.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty passionate about that.
Interesting. Shane, last one.
Who would you say is the best college football recruiter of the 21st century?
Is that from 2000 on? 2001 on? The last, like, 20 years? Could you get behind Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll's in the discussion. Tosh Lapoy's in the discussion. Not a head coach, but
Nick Saban?
I may take Tosh.
I'll go Pete Carroll.
I like that. That's a good one, to be honest.
Joel Lorenzi coming your way next.